broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, 817. Not bad tonight, considering you had a big show. I'm proud of you.
Big show.
Car show. This Friday night on the Brick Street.
Yep.
Hopefully Mother Nature helps out a little bit. Doesn't sound good.
But, ain't liking the way it's
but I like those guys' attitude. They don't give a crap.
Nope.
Yeah. What if it rains? Or just go.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Of course, they've seen it all anyway. Yeah. They don't give a crap.
One of the reasons they went from car show to cruise in is because the car shows are like the cars they bring in on trailers that get judged on this, that, and the other thing. This is a cruise in where the sponsors decide who they're going to pick as the car they happen to like. It doesn't have to be anything perfect or anything. You don't get judged on if you have the wrong wire going to a spark
plug. I got a car to bring in.
Yeah.
Jack's. Pilot.
The Pilot?
Mm-hmm.
Good one.
Not bad. Got a little dent in it.
Whoops.
Uh-oh. What happened there?
Is that the Myrtle Beach ride?
Yep.
Oh.
I hit an orange pole at Walgreens.
Yikes.
Unbelievable.
Orange and white looks good. That's all right.
That's exactly what it is. Big orange. Bill said just take it to the car wash.
Horse her off.
Carriage Work said 4,100.
Ouch.
Jesus.
That's big.
That's terrible.
That's awful.
Huh?
That sounds pretty good to me if you banged into something.
Big pole.
Yep. Who put a pole there?
Bill's fault. Was Bill's fault.
That don't surprise me.
Bill said, keep on going.
Okay, so that morning, he gets in the car and his glasses are in two pieces. I got to have glasses. So I got an extra pair. So I give them to him.
You steal them from out of my little...
Probably. Yep.
Yeah.
Cost then, a dollar. He's got, like, Bill's the grossest human being in the world. I mean, he's got shit coming out of his hair. Like,
everything.
Like, his glasses have a film. He stinks. I mean, he's Pepe Le Pew.
His room didn't have a shower?
It's beyond that. He showered three times a day, and still his pores just disgusting. Agree with that statement?
So, I'm in the back seat.
Of your own car?
Oh, yeah.
I'm driving. Bob's
they're
drunk.
All drunk.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea then.
Good thinking.
Yeah. So we have to stop and get Bill glasses at this Walgreens or CVS, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. None of us wanted to stop. He never wears the damn things anyway.
Nope.
He couldn't
function without these reading glasses. So we stop in there. And Bob's in the driver's seat. Bill comes in. He gets in the passenger seat, and he's waving these glasses in front of Bob. $39 for these $39. And Bob's backing up, and he's not paying any. Bob just wants to get to where we're going so we can get away from Bill.
And Chester.
Do you make him get in his own cart?
And he cranks it.
Kaboom. Oh, the noise.
Well, first of all, Bob drives faster in a parking lot than I drive on the interstate.
Yeah.
So he's backing that thing up about 60. 40 miles an hour. He whips it. Kaboom. The metal on metal thing.
There ain't nothing worse.
And we just look at
and Bob said something like, oh, shucks, or something.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what I was. Gosh darn it.
Shuckaroonies.
We go to the first golf course. Here's Bill, okay? This ain't the Elks. This ain't Portland.
Yeah.
These are high-tech golf courses,
pretty
right?
Nice golf course.
So Bill gets out. We pull the bag drop, and there's 25 golfers there and all these pros that are You know, these guys putting the bags on, wiping your clubs off.
Oh, yeah. Guys are coming up and taking your clubs out of your trunk, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. So, Stogler, your tee time. Yeah, I mean, very
Oh, they're not nice. Thieves taking them out of your...
No, right. Oh. Very nice place.
We, I have never been to a place
so
like
we,
that.
So we look at Bill, and he has one shoe on. He's walking around the bag drop. He's got a Walmart bag of golf balls. And we said, Bill, what are you doing? He looks around. He has no idea. Get in the car, Bill. He's got one shoe and a Walmart bag of golf balls.
Oh, my God.
I bet the starters were loving him.
Oh, yeah. They took the keys out of our cart. Yeah. It was a classic trip.
Just push him in the lake right now.
They started us on hole 17.
Get her, yeah. get these guys out of here.
Play two and get the hell out of here.
Get out of here.
Bam. Yeah, great trip.
It was a good time, though.
Yeah, it was.
So nobody called me for bail money, so it probably was a good trip.
Yeah, it was a good trip.
That's good. Smashing the car.
I did have a couple grand sitting back just in case.
Well, I need $4,100 for the wreck. I borrowed that.
That's not
more. No, that wasn't what it was. That wasn't that
mine
included.
Was bail money. Get you out of jail.
All right. Well, it happens.
You have insurance for that.
Hey, I listened. So last Wednesday night, you know, we're driving down here. We get into our and I'm listening to Bobby Leverett, and man, he sounds excited.
He is excited. He's
and,
he
I really enjoyed up. Listening to you guys.
He was fired up.
Yeah. And it sounds like if everybody out there listening, he has a Fort Cover Basketball has a new Facebook page. Just go to Fort Cover Basketball and follow that, and then he has all the he's getting his summer stuff lined up. And
there you go.
And follow Fort Cover Basketball. And while we're talking about Indian stuff, we're going to talk about the baseball team and the track. Shout out to Holly Gann,
that's awesome.
We all love Holly, and she she does a fabulous job. Well, today. I want to make sure that I get this right. So let me get my glasses on here. Holly Gann. Let's see here. Holly Gann was presented with the Horizon Award. She was a recipient of the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrator's Horizon Award. Gann was approved by the Board of Education in March of 2021. The Horizon Award is presented to an active athletic administrator who has demonstrated within her first 5 years signs of professionalism and involvement, which has made the difference in their school or conference. So, for us here at Fort Cover Radio, and I know Neil works with Holly a lot and gets stuff lined up, and she's great about everything. And me and Fee, we've known Holly since she was knee-high at Ferris wheel. So
yeah, since we were rooting for her in the punt, pass, and kick contest when she was in junior high.
Yeah, right. So congratulations to Holly, and
that's awesome.
That's really cool.
Well deserved too.
It is well deserved.
Well, yes. And what's cool is that we were all thrilled when Holly got that job, but then we all remember Holly as that punt, pass, and kick person, and that. The friend of our daughters and that type of stuff. And to think, God, this is a big job. I hope she can handle it. And then to see her not only handle it, but excel and win recognition like that.
Yeah. That's awesome. I think when you talk to her too, she loves it.
Yeah.
And does all kinds of innovations. There's all kinds of things that we see and things that nobody sees and things that the people at school see that she's doing that are just way beyond what anybody else has ever thought of. Yeah. She's trying so hard to make everything better, and she's doing a really
I tell you what, the social media part of her is fabulous.
Yeah.
That is really awesome. You can follow everything.
And I know, and we all know here that you really got to congratulate her parents, because I guarantee you they are proud.
Oh my!
Oh, yeah,
you talk about people who love Fort Covey. Her mom and dad love Fort Covey, and to see their daughter excel as she's doing, that's exactly got to be a very proud thing. So we're gonna take a break. Come right back. We'll talk Indian baseball sports talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Are you in the process of buying, starting, or selling a business, or maybe just trying to get more bang for your buck out of your current operation? Well, those are things I'm here to help with. I have 26 years of experience as a banker, CFO, and business owner. I've helped clients in all industries in areas such as financing, budgeting, staffing, and other areas like succession planning and project management. One of the biggest challenges I had as an entrepreneur was finding someone experienced to confide, share ideas, ask questions, and ultimately put the best plan together in a truly confidential way. These are things I valued and now want to pay forward for your operation. Come see me today for a financial plan and wellness review. It's nice to have someone on your side because as a business owner, I know it's never easy out there, and especially now. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, today at 419-852-4049. And have yourself a great day.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious, home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Here are the baseball broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Indians baseball team will travel to New Bremen to take on the Cardinals in an MAC matchup. On Saturday, they'll host the Rushi Raiders in a recently scheduled single game starting at noon. Get out to all the games you can this season, but if you just can't get there in person, just remember that we'll bring you all the games live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. And before we talk about Indian baseball, we had the elections yesterday go about as planned. You figure who won one?
Jack, you're the expert.
I'm surprised not at the results necessarily, but the ease.
Yeah.
You know, J.D. Vance won kind of handily, really. DeWine.
Yeah.
Was a landslide.
Yeah, in Mercer County, he wasn't as big, but he had 48%.
Yeah,
statewide,
he still won Mercer County. DeWine,
yes, by he was in the 2000s, and two other guys were in the 2000s. It wasn't as much.
I was surprised that Nan Whaley beat the guy from Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know,
I think the biggest surprise to me was the failing of the sheriff's levy and the hospital levy.
Yes.
I never would have thought.
Won the hospital. It was Mercer County Health Department, which is different from Mercer Health.
That one surprised the crap out of me.
Surprised me quite a bit.
And
usually that stuff's always a no-doubter.
Yeah, I agree. Yep.
And, you know, I don't know the reasons for it or whatever, but I do know that Jason Menchofer, Jeff Gray, are two top-notch guys that will adapt. There's no doubt it'll be back in November for both of those. And the higher voter turnout will probably help them out.
I think I read where there's 97 ballots left for that to count, early voting. And they're hoping that it'd have to be 70-20 to pass, but
never know.
No, that's right. 40-some votes ain't very many votes.
41 votes out of 9,000.
Yeah.
That's all the difference was. Hmm. And, you know, they may gain or lose a little bit on a recount if that needs to happen.
Yeah. But I'm like you. I was. Who won, Larger or the other guy?
Nobody. That's
one that's delayed till August.
Oh.
And that's Angie King.
Yeah.
And so,
Angie, baby, special lady, living in a world of make-believe. Who sings that?
Helen Reddy. Apparently you guys.
Helen Reddy.
I don't know if I even knew the song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He got you. You grossed him out the whole night.
First of all.
Blasted that one out.
Dude. Yeah.
When you guys expect me to be able to name a singer from songs that you two sing?
Wow.
That was good.
We were harmonizing.
I thought
it sounded great.
Normally, I'm okay with Bob and Harold, but I didn't recognize the song when you were singing it.
You dumb?
I've heard of Angie Baby.
I think I have, but yeah. I didn't recognize that song.
Really? These two don't do Helen Reddy well.
No, they don't.
There are things they're fabulous at.
They're not Helen Reddy.
If, like, I'm writing down songs for Bob and Harold to sing together,
that's not it.
None of them would be Helen Reddy songs.
Yeah.
I think you got issue with your arm. You're probably losing blood. And probably,
yeah, stripping out.
Yeah.
He's weak.
Yeah, he's going down.
Going down.
Indian baseball fee, 8-8.
8-8.
Fell on some hard times here. We lost 3 in a row, lost Coldwater. A game we had on Ford Cover Radio, Indians get beat 6-0. Minster, we just can't get the bats out. We got
bats
4 runs in the 7th.
Woo, they're quiet.
But
they gave us some of those.
Yeah, 7-4, and then Monday night's our game. I didn't know we had a game Monday, Neil. Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Was that a makeup game?
No.
No?
It was on the schedule.
No, it wasn't.
Look at your calendar.
Look at the Ford Cover community calendar.
I don't know about community calendar. I have no idea about that.
That's what I go by. Ford Cover community.
Well, I gave you one of these.
So let's blame the sorority.
I find sorority always win.
That's authority. But
I find sorority always win. Who sings that, Roger?
No, the Who doesn't sing that.
Melvin can.
John Melvin can.
How good are we?
I think it was John Cougar.
Might have been Cougar back in.
Mm-hmm. Might have been.
I don't know.
So our bats. We got bigger bats. We need bigger bats.
We need big orange bats. Remember the big orange bat with the
wall? Yeah.
Couldn't miss it.
Yep.
Made the great sound.
The good thing about it is they play tomorrow night. Who we got tomorrow night?
New Bremen. At New Bremen
tomorrow night.
Yep.
Mother Nature don't sound good. Hopefully it holds off.
Yep.
Yeah, we don't want to have to try to make up two MAC
games. Yeah, I agree with you.
Last night's game with Versailles rained out.
And now we got tournament draw this weekend on Saturday. And we're going to play a lot of games.
Instead of Sunday?
It might be Saturday. It might be Sunday. Yeah, right. I'm sorry about that. Yep. And then, the when you look at that fee, that's a lot of ball games.
Oh, and by the way, they did reschedule a Rushi game for Saturday at noon, a single game.
Really?
Instead of the doubleheader that was rained out last weekend. So
we're going to play one game Saturday.
One game Saturday
Mother
at noon.
Name,
again with the Ducks.
If she'll let us.
It didn't dry much today in that kind of weather. But next week, 80s.
She's going to dry up.
We're going to get some baseball in. We're going to get a lot of sports in.
Yep.
We're going to get a lot of yard mowing in.
Yard mowing wide open.
But
might have 10 games next week.
We could play every night doubleheaders and a tripleheader on Wednesday.
Yep.
Perfect.
You in or out?
I'm in.
Might as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? We have lights. We have lights.
We do got lights.
Yep. We got lights.
School's about out. How much day school's left?
Mm-hmm. 3 weeks.
Yeah, somewhere in there. And graduation is 20-something.
I'd say seniors
something.
Only have two.
Seniors are 21st. So.
How fired up are they right now?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
I got a nephew I know is.
He's living her life.
Hopefully he's been into school the last couple of weeks. I don't know.
Well, thanks.
You never know.
I hear senior skip day was this Monday, and there wasn't too many seniors make it.
Yeah.
Like none.
No. I'd have been there.
Did really?
Did you have senior skip day when you were in
We did.
High school?
About the last week.
Uh-huh. A week.
About the last week.
Senior skip day was a week.
Yeah. We had senior skip week.
Well,
yeah.
We didn't do that. Doc Kanapke was our principal, and you didn't do that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't happening?
A couple of times during the year, I don't know if it was my senior year or my junior year, but there was a group of girls that didn't show up. So he drove down to the Salem Mall and told them they needed to come back to school.
He's like Ferris Bueller's.
Yeah. And,
chased him down.
And don't know if it was the same year, several senior guys were missing. he went out to Ivo's in Burkittsville and told him at that time you could drink when you're 18.
Drink that up. Let's go.
He walked up, said, "Drink up, boys. You're going back to school." We're going to school.
If that's true, that's awesome. A class.
Isn't that something?
It's unbelievable.
That's pretty classic.
I've heard that from too many people for it not to be true.
That is really cool if that happened. Imagine.
So we didn't do senior skip day back in those days.
Imagine Larry Brown going into Jason. Boys, here we go.
Let's go, boys.
Now was Doc the principal or superintendent?
He was the principal. Arthur Rose was the superintendent.
Okay. You remember them? You remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Arthur Rose was mean.
Was he really?
Mean? Oh, yeah. He was mean.
Who do we? I think we had John T. O'Donnell and John Charles Aikens.
Donald O'Donnell. No, yeah.
O'Donnell and
Aikens.
John
O'Donnell and
Dan Donaldson.
I'm talking about when I was.
Yeah.
I had Aikens. We had
Yoakum. Aikens.
Was Charles principal. Aikens. He was a.
I don't remember that one.
Yoakum was the.
Charles Aikens weighed about 800.
Yeah.
He gave me the board.
He didn't last too long either.
He was 5 foot four.
Refrigerator.
420.
So when he fell over, he was taller than he was when he was standing up.
Yeah. He made me look like Slim Whitman. I liked Mr. Aikens, but he gave me the board.
He got you.
Did he?
He nailed me. Anytime you were in the hall, he carried a board in his back pocket.
Oh, yeah, he cracked it.
And you just bent over, grabbed your balls, and he whacked you. And that's exactly what he did. Mrs. Monroe threw me out of art class.
Exactly right.
I threw an eraser.
Bend over, grab your balls.
Imagine, boom. Like Jeff Hobbs doing that to anybody.
Well,
no.
Back then, when Mudboat was the one you didn't want to get the board from.
Mudboat was a crack.
Because you could hear him hit people. Man.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
He'd be in classroom. Oh, my God. I'd be here. Kaboom.
Oh, man. Mr. Niekamp.
Things have changed a little bit in the last 30 years.
Because, those guys did that. They'd be in jail now.
I remember Commissioner Don, he got caught in eighth period. And he said, Pat said, come in the next day. You got to see me in the office. News gonna get the board.
Yep.
He had 40 pairs of underwear on.
Big Don loaded up the skibbies.
Nigger had her loaded up. Came in, was beating the crap out of him. He ain't even feeling it.
That's a great thing.
That's good thinking on Digger.
Digger ain't very smart, but he outsmarted the principal.
Got him there. That was funny.
Yeah, times have definitely changed. You ever get the board, Rocker?
No, but I was in the principal office more than Beaver was 1 year.
Whoops. Uh oh. What'd you do?
I'm not quite sure. I got thrown out of Parker's room one time, and I still don't know what the hell happened there.
Nobody got thrown out of Mr. Parker's room. He was the greatest teacher ever. He was my favorite teacher. Mr. Parker was my favorite teacher.
I love Mr. Parker, but I hated Latin.
Latin
was hard.
Yep. We didn't have Latin.
I got one of my only two D's in Latin.
Yeah, that was the only foreign language available at the time before Angelica Shadehine.
Angelica came in.
Yeah, but German.
Now, I didn't have John Parker. He was in the third grade when I graduated.
He's teaching third grade?
No, he was in the third grade. No, that's a lie.
Oh, you're just talking about you're just being silly.
Yeah. Just.
Have me going there. John Parker. I've seen Neil. Yeah, very good.
I think maybe about a year after maybe 3 years after I graduated from high school, he came in there.
Another story about Bill real quick, talking about spankings.
Yes.
So when us boys would go up to bed, we would generally not fall right to sleep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Generally. And we'd lay up there and goof off and laugh and stuff. And my dad would stand at the bottom of the steps.
Stalker boys would be talking?
Yes.
Huh. I'll be damned.
And Dad stood at the bottom of the steps. He said, "Boys, let's get sleep up there, or I'll come up." And Bill said something and made Dad mad. And he knew that he was going to get his butt cracked. And he put one of those. Back then, they had these metal guns that used to shoot caps.
Yeah.
And he put that down behind his underwear to cover his butt. And Dad hauled off to spank him and hit that gun. Damn near broke his hand. Damn near broke his hand. Dad made damn sure the next two or three didn't hit that gun.
Well, you can bet on that.
I would say that probably was a bad idea.
Pappy wasn't real happy with that one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So were all you guys in the same room?
Yeah. Yep.
Was that at the house where Bubba is now or out in the country?
This is out in the country.
Yep.
Jameson. St. Pete Road.
Jameson House.
The Jameson House.
So yesterday was the first day of the Mercer County track meet at Coldwater, and it was pretty rotten conditions.
Yep.
But Indians had some nice results, and I'm going to go over them real quick. Our girls 4x8 meter relay team of Ellie Will, Bryn Stommen, Nat Brunswick, and Joelle Kaup finished third.
Nice.
Nice job, girls. The boys, 4x8, did not cash.
Didn't cash.
That's what I call it. The boys.
Derby's coming up.
The boys 100, Reese Guggenbiller finishes 11th. Austin Steinbrenner 14th. And Chase Kaiser 18th. Looking at the girls' 400 meter run, Indians well represented by freshman Anna Reisner finishes second.
Nice.
Good job, Anna. Kennedy Mullenkamp finishes fifth. Nice job, Kennedy.
Kennedy.
And Jossie Lefevre finishes 17th. So nice job there by the ladies.
Girls did good.
The boys' 400 meter run. Got these here. Going over these real quick. And it looks like we didn't have anybody placing that. The girls' 300 meter hurdles.
Nobody cashed.
Kiana Matsuda finishes sixth. Nice job, kid.
Yep.
Proud of you. In the boys' 300, nobody cashes.
No cash.
In the girls, this is the preliminary field events. First one we got here is the boys' high jump. We got Ross Pearson finishes fourth. Nice job, Ross.
Good job, Ross.
All right, Ross.
Girls' long jump winner, Mara Pearson.
Mara's awesome.
Nice job, Mara. And she wins by a foot. Nice job, Mara.
Jeez. A foot?
Yeah, she beat second place by a foot. So that's pretty good.
Flying.
She is pretty good.
Alyssa Heinrichs finishes 14th. Nice job, Alyssa.
Alyssa?
We got the boys are sixth right now, and the girls are fourth. That's middle school. So as we go over all these events, the girls are third and the boys are sixth in the men's and women's high school. So that's a rough look at yesterday's results. And then tomorrow's a big day, I think. Tomorrow's when the
big event, a lot of events.
All that. So good luck to the track team. And
yep.
And they got a few seniors, and we're going to get them up here just like the baseball guys. We're going to get all these guys up here within the next 2 weeks. So. Our shows will be dedicated to seniors. Now, it's going to be hard to get the baseball guys up here, probably, and softball, as far as that goes.
Yeah.
They're going to be busier than heck, and then they got finals. So we'll try like heck to get them up here. And, and we always enjoy talking to the kids. And
sure do.
And that's always one of the funnest parts of this gig is being able to talk to seniors.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so you had a fun day on Sunday. I seen you made a little road trip.
Yeah, we made a little road trip up to Fort Wayne to see the Tin Caps and Fort Recovery alum, Nick Twaits. Nick's about as good a kid as I've ever seen. He came down and talked to all the kids. And
now, the whole team was there, right?
Yeah, the whole team. Actually, Kevin and I got them all tickets and invited us to. Jerry and I went up with our wives and had a great time. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I mean that atmosphere is just neat, and being able to know a kid that's down there is just a special thing to see.
He pitched an inning last night and goose eggs and lowered his ERA to 2.89 and
his ERA is good. He's fired up. He said I had my first month. I'm excited about. He said I think I'm doing okay. And so he pitched Friday.
Yep.
So he knew he wasn't going to get a pitch Sunday. They must have a deal where they're hot. He says, whenever I'm hot, he said, then I got a chance of pitching. But he goes, like yesterday, I don't even know if he warmed up.
Yeah.
He said, but he pitches like bullpen three times a week. You know, it's just automatically he's going to pitch, you know, make sure he keeps his arm going and everything. And And because I wondered what they did there, you know. But like Monday is their days off, and he said I'll get a bullpen in then. And he said that his roommate is the one that pitched Sunday and got drilled.
Yeah,
he got hit pretty hard. But they played the Dragons, and I think Dragons are pretty good. They're like 15-4 or something.
In all of baseball.
Yeah, they're pretty good right now. But there was pretty dead bats for the old Tin Caps, but. What a neat stadium. That is so much. If you went to the Wizards 10, 15 years ago compared to this thing is like, it is like really nice. It was voted like one of the best minor league stadiums to go see. And it's definitely worth going up there and seeing. And I tell you what, all you got to do is you can go down, kind of get down there and you can go right on the field and the kids all come over and talk to you and stuff.
It's really cool. And
it is neat.
A lot of pictures and looked like a lot of kids were having fun. And
yeah.
And Nick took the time out to get his picture taken a bunch of times. And
yeah.
And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Fort Curry people make that road trip up.
Yeah, I think so. And yes. I mean,
everybody needs to go 20 times this year.
Oh, you got to. Yeah. It'd be nice if we could get a Fort Recovery Day or something.
Where yeah.
We'd all
That's
go
a great
there.
Idea.
Yep. It'd be kind of cool to do that.
Tell you what we'll do. We'll put you in charge of that bad boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Just pick out a time and you know if you can kind of figure out when he might be relieving or something, but you don't ever know that.
It's a last second.
And just put it on there and tell people get your tickets. We're Come going as a
yeah. Once you like if you'd start something on Facebook and Twitter and it just gets shared and
yeah.
Next thing you know,
it could be
next thing you know we got 100 people. Recovery up
100 people in purple. Everybody's cool. Figuring out what the hell are these cool. people
That's
doing.
Exactly yeah. right. Yeah. Congrats to Tweetsie
absolutely.
You know, he was always
well deserved, and
his folks were always great, and they always supported us on Fort Recovery Radio, and always said nice
sure
things.
Did. Sure
even
did.
Their grandpa, even grandpa said nice
he
stuff.
Was great, wasn't he?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. That guy.
Yeah, and we do nothing but root for Tweetsie.
Yep.
The girls softball team, of course, you know the JV team had a nice win on Monday. Girls rained out Tuesday. They're back in action tomorrow, New Bremen at home, and
hopefully.
And their tournament draw was good. You know, they got the number 4 seed, and
good.
And if you look at how that thing is set up, of course, in the top number 1 seed is Minster, and they're in their bracket. But
yeah.
But we play Ridgemont at home next Monday, and that's a 5:00 start.
Mm-hmm.
And then we play the winner of the San Henry Marion game, which would also be at Fort Recovery.
Really?
Yeah. So we got a chance to host 2 games.
That'd be awesome.
And then we'd probably have to go to Minster for that. And then you go. The districts would be in a neutral site. But I think I seen where there's maybe like 9-6.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Sounds about right. The girls?
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, so.
I think you're right.
So
with some big wins.
Yeah, yeah. And they're another team that, you know, any given night can hit the ball, and they got some good pitching.
Yeah,
and
going, yeah.
Got good speed, and I know that Coach Tin is excited about his ball club. And
yeah.
And we're going to try. Spencey's going to look at simulcasting that game on Monday. Is that right, Neil? Or?
Yes, I'm going to have to figure that out because I'm on call with Calp Pharmacy, so we'll get it. I'll have to figure that out, but I think I can do that remotely with my laptop if I have to be out
probably
somewhere.
I mean, depending on what happens weather-wise, the boys could end up playing Monday too.
Yeah.
I got
which is going to be a big problem for
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very possible.
If we get games rained out, and next week is technically the last week of the regular season.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't mean if we get a Thursday game, we couldn't play Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday the following week. But for the most part, it's kind of the
They're
end.
They're going to play the league games
yeah.
first.
Yes, yes absolutely.
Never get them.
Yeah,
you know, when you think about, we've had seasons like this before where it's been absolutely terrible spring.
Yep.
And it's amazing they've got 16 games in.
Yeah, they've done a great job doing that. I tell you what.
Almost nobody has more than that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Nobody has 20, and most teams have most years. There are a number of teams with 20 games going into the last week.
Getting that tarp
season.
Out there is a huge, huge savior for us.
Yeah.
I mean, if you keep that infield okay, the outfield's always it's wet. But
yeah, there were some big games played today, and I know that Coldwater girls beat Minster 4-3 to win the MAC.
Is that right?
Yeah, of course. Wow. First girls softball MAC championship in a long time in 19-2. Coldwater goes to so. Minster's beatable.
Yeah, absolutely. You
know, so good luck to the girls on that. And
it's going to be fun.
Let's take a break. We're going to run back. It's
8:52, my friend Randy Bonvillain.
Rocker.
Sports Talk presented by
Main Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
Have you tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Fort Recovery Merchants Cruise Inn is coming up on Friday night, May 6th, presented by the Fort Street Car Classics Car Club. Come check out a couple of hundred awesome cars on the brick street in downtown Fort Recovery from 6 to 9 p.m. It's one of the first events of spring, and it's always a great time. Lots of friends, lots of unique cars, and great food will be available with great cruising oldies playing all night long. Don't miss the annual Spring Cruise Inn on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery on Friday, May 6th from 6 to 9.
Hey, we're back here, and we had talked earlier, the Reds were ahead 2-0.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Here we go.
Here we go. Winning streak will start.
Rocker, what score now?
6-2 Brewers.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Why are you laughing?
Well,
he's a Yankees fan.
I'm about one step away from, if I was a Reds fan, like you guys,
yeah,
I would find Phil Castellini's house and make him find the Ohio River with some cement shoes.
Yes.
Yep, cement shoes.
Well, there's something big happening Friday night, and I'm going to the Reds game because...
Bobblehead?
Nope.
Oh.
Bubblehead.
There's a social media post. The guy is gonna climb the stacks and shit in the tundra, and he wants everybody to join him.
That'd be awesome.
And it's got like it's got like 1,000 shares. And in protest, he is gonna defecate in the Toyota Tundra.
Let's fill the bed up.
And everybody's supposed to meet the spoke stacks at 6 o'clock. So,
oh, man.
What funny. That's why that I love. I just love reading stuff like that.
Oh, man.
That'd be quite a treat.
That would be, wouldn't it?
I don't know if that'd be a treat.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be real close to this.
Beep the horn when you're done. Beep, beep.
Wouldn't want to be close to the tundra in case there's a splash.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. We're back here at Sports Talk, and we're talking about the girls' softball team. And they have a big event on Saturday. They have a strikeout for cancer at Coldwater. And and I think there's four teams daring to play round robin and raise money for a great cause.
Yeah.
And I have nothing this weekend. And I actually thought I might zip over there and take the grandkids over and let them play at the park. And hopefully that gets in.
But we do have the Rushi game, but we can
oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
That's at noon. That got rescheduled.
Rescheduled.
That got scheduled yesterday, I think, or this morning, maybe.
And your Versailles game got rescheduled to next Tuesday.
A week from Tuesday.
And that girls' softball is also scheduled for next Tuesday. So,
Yep.
It's going to be a hectic week, folks. And, and Neil does a great job updating Fort Cover Radio, the schedule. And just make sure you turn on Fort Cover Radio and also, you know, Fort Cover Athletic website. And you'll get all the games. But there's a lot of changes. And it's tournament time, and spring is...
Yep. We're going to get everything we can.
Sunday. Yeah.
Boys draw this Sunday for baseball. So.
Yep. So
we'll know our fate there, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, if we can get a couple of wins, it's going to give us a better... Because we're in pretty good shape two or three weeks ago, and we've lost three or four in a row.
Yeah, that's right. And schedule-wise, we start off with the lighter part, and we got the tougher teams.
We're the tough teams now.
But you know what? We compete.
Hell, yeah. That's,
you know.
A couple big hits here and there. That's a big difference.
That really is all it is. Not getting that timely hitting.
We've had runners at second and third, it seems like, 10 times with nobody out, and we just can't get anybody home.
And I can tell you right now, from watching our team, and you know, when you see you know, Troy Holman and Landon and Marcus Garkey and
Cale Rammel,
who's
finally getting his stroke.
Yeah, and Kendrick and you know, these guys can hit.
Oh yeah,
you know, and it's just a matter of getting some timely hits, getting a little confident. You've been there. And
I agree, 100%. Yeah, we've had them. Same thing a lot of times. All of a sudden, a couple hits go together, and they come in the right spots, and boom, you get two or three wins, and then things go great.
So. Absolutely. So,
never know.
Yeah, we got a huge
keep
week
plugging away,
up
boys.
Here, folks, and making sure you get out there and support the girls and boys, and also the track team.
Track team.
What are you going to say? You're looking at me like I'm an idiot.
Well, I'm just tuning in.
No,
tuning
in. You was getting ready to say something.
Well, I do want to pipe in once in a while.
Pipe in.
Do we want to do a draft recap of NFL?
Draft recap? Well, the Browns didn't do much.
Well, you know, they kind of... Who would you say was the winners of the draft?
I have no idea.
Bobby you just Russell. Completely changed the show.
Well,
you went drafting.
We were kind of winding down. Might as well fire back up again.
You want to talk draft?
Well, I think since it's a sports show.
Draft this.
Ooh, woo.
I felt the draft.
Goose.
There was a goose in it.
Hey, I actually watched a lot of the draft.
I did too.
Down there, and I enjoyed the crap out of that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of lunatics.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have your jersey on?
No, I didn't pull a Jets move.
Didn't you?
Because, you know, that's when you get the old karma kicking in.
Is that what you do?
We got a guy from... I'm a Chiefs fan. So we got the guy from
what?
Purdue.
Chiefs.
We got a guy... We hit the Big Ten pretty good. Yeah, it's...
You're such an idiot. I love you, by the way.
You're loaded.
Hey.
I just hope the Big
Ten
does
well. You look
good
in that sweatshirt.
You're thinking the Chiefs did good, ain't you?
I think, well, we need...
Hey, you look good.
Thank you.
Looking good. Real good.
Thank you, Liberace. What do you think, Harold?
I don't know, buddy.
Harold.
I'm a Browns fan. We had, what do we have, Bobby? Nine picks. I think our guy just went for quality. Get a ton of them and see what happens. I'm figuring if you get nine picks and four of them turn out okay, great draft.
Absolutely. I got this text from the mayor. He said, are we watching the Reds? It's unbelievable. I only drink when the Reds win, but I got thirsty tonight. And they took the lead, so I had a couple while I was in the lead, and now I'm sitting here watching the Reds again. So the mayor is not happy with the Reds. The
Reds are not happy.
Neil isn't happy with the Reds.
Reds are bad. Kind of hard to watch them.
It is kind of hard to watch,
Luke,
ain't it?
Bubba's happy with the Reds.
I'm not happy at all with my Reds.
Against them, so you're winning money.
You know, I have not bet on any baseball games this year.
Ain't you?
Nope.
Nope.
No, I have like $390 in my account, and I'm going to go. I'm getting ready for golf. I'm getting ready for the U.S. Open and the PGA.
Oh, that's coming up.
Yeah.
We also got the Kentucky Derby Saturday.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
This is an exclusive announcement from Costco Travel. Your telephone number was pre-selected to receive a complimentary
stay at Bubba.
Oh my God, Rocker!
This is big.
Zero now.
No.
Should be placed on the do not call
list. No. Call us every day. Every day, ten days.
You want to go? Me and you in a 5-star. So we're going.
She's back.
Hey, you in or out?
Turned her off. She came right back.
Me and you spooning 5-star.
Whoa,
that'd be kind of gay.
Well, I'm not. I mean, I just snuggle with you. You snuggle bug.
God. Do I need to say it?
Hey, let me ask you this.
Number 5 coming out of the dugout.
Hey, car show.
Yeah?
You go?
Oh, I always go.
Do you really?
Well, except I have a bad feeling that we're going to have
Mother Nature.
A game or something, but yeah. Yeah, I do that. I'm one of the sponsors, so I get to pick out a car. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
You sponsor?
Yeah.
So you get to pick a car?
I haven't done it forever. I did it a long time ago.
Yeah.
If you're a sponsor and you don't do it after an hour, two or three, one of the members will go out and put the sticker on the car.
Oh, for you. They used to.
Is that right?
Oh yeah. I love it. I love the car show.
I gave her to John Bonvillain.
Did you really?
Yep.
Johnny Banzai.
Yep. He had an old car. I can't remember what he had anymore.
I don't remember him having
it. Probably that 79 Monte Carlo that I was in my garage for like...
I was going to say, he had something that he bought.
Yep.
He had her in there and he got a trophy.
So how many cars, like if it's nice night?
Oh, Jesus.
They get 50 cars?
Oh, no. They've come very close to 200 many times.
Usually 100,
150. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the last one in the fall, they had cars packed from the intersection up here all the way down to Harold's, and they had cars in both of his lots.
Yeah, I moved all my stuff out of the way. And said,
Steve Stone had his cars in the building part of the side of the road with a couple of other ones, and there's probably 8 cars in the Spencer's drive-in side.
Yep.
Steve Stone did my landscape.
Looks good.
Did he do okay?
My God, does it look good.
Nation's green.
Yeah.
Just talked to him today.
Did you about your area?
I said, I can't mulch anymore. I said, I'm too old. I said, how much are you going to hit me? So he's going to fix it.
And they do a great job.
They do. And so is Eric Judy. I mean, I'm not saying he's both of them. We're lucky.
Yes.
We got two guys.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you can figure out which one the worst one is, that's a great guy to have still do your stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you can't lose if you pick one of those.
So I got a walnut tree I want to get out, right? Big son of a bitch. I'm going to take that out. So I got some guy from Bryant who's going to come and knock
out
a Pfeiffer.
Cut that big monster.
He's going to cut her and clean it up.
Tad Pfeiffer?
Yep.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
$1,000.
Yeah.
Get her out of there.
Get her out of there.
So Jake told me that he bought 5 trees off Logan. Mm-hmm. And I said, and they're the perfect tree that I want to replant. He said, they don't have any more of these. I said, what do you mean? He said, no. He said, I
can't get them.
I went out there, and Logan said, I got these 5 left if you want them. And Jake said, I want them. So
I'll take them.
Perfect. Just exactly what I want. But they ain't got them anymore. God darn
can't
it.
Can't get them?
I don't know.
Evidently not.
I don't know, but I ain't happy with it. And then, oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, huh?
I just showed Bubba message we got on Facebook, I said something to Nikki, which was the smartest thing I did, mm-hmm. instead of Steve, because mm-hmm. I'd said something to him the year before. I wanted to have some purple petunias out front here at the studio, so she got them all ready to go. I set them out there yesterday, the day before, and they're the trailing petunias, so they're going to be hanging over the front of the thing there, and it's going to be pretty cool. Right now, you can barely see them because they're so dark purple, and they're not hanging over the planter out there. But they do a good job. Eric Judy's done several things for me. He does a great job. Those are good people that we have here in Fort Recovery.
That's for sure.
So a Fort Recovery grad and a one of Fort Recovery's finest, Clint Toby. Him and his wife Ashley have a daughter who's got this. It's called the Engelmann syndrome, I think. I don't know if it's Angel or Angel. I don't know the pronunciation.
I've never heard.
Well,
it before.
Fort Recovery Energy is where I think the school works, and mm-hmm. they started up a fundraiser. So, FR Radio and our Christmas gala we donated $2,500 to her.
Awesome.
And she sent an email to Neil and Jack and said, you know, we're beyond thankful for great communities and all of you. We appreciate your kindness, and we can't wait to listen in for your show next year. Let us know if you need any extra guests to stop in. Ashley and I would love to share and give awareness of the syndrome and, of course, have a few drinks with you guys. So thanks again, and that's from Clint and his wife Ashley, and we wish him nothing but the best.
Absolutely.
I've seen pictures on Facebook. Little girl's just about as cute as you can get. And from what I understand, reading, this is not life or death, but this is something that she will be in and out of the doctors
a lot.
Probably. A lot. Ugh. You know, yeah. so
So we're rooting for you, kid, and Fort Recovery Radio. Yeah. That's what we're about. That's what we do.
Prayers are good. We're allowed to give them some money too, but you know, it's just
never hurts.
Everybody in the area that helps us out allows you guys to help people like that, and we can't we can't say how much we appreciate the people that
absolutely
give to the it makes us sound good, but it's actually the people
we're
that
nobodies
that gave the money. We just do stupid stuff.
We do dumb stuff.
And people,
Rocker does.
So we can help people, and that's,
we trying to keep professional thing. And Rocker gets on there, and then and Harold
and Bill and
Bill
and Jack and Bubba.
Yeah. It ain't good, is it?
It's not pretty.
No, I was thinking while you going through your little production.
Mm-hmm.
The only bright spot I could take on the Reds at this point is not even on the
field. Oh, we're back to the Reds.
Back to the Reds.
Well, I got random thoughts.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, wandering brain.
Is, I believe her name is Angie Sabo, or is it Carrie Sabo? Does the
Chris Sabo's wife? Is that what you're talking
daughter,
about?
Daughter, I think.
Oh, daughter.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Does the Reds live, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the only
that's a good thing.
Bright spot of the whole.
Watching the Reds?
Yeah.
Does she wear those glasses?
The, I don't think she wears glasses.
How perverted are you?
How perverted?
Perverted, yeah. I mean,
wasn't thinking perverted.
Yeah, you was. Why do you care what Angie Sabo?
Well, you got to have some bright spot, and that's the only one I could see at this
point. She's smart. She good baseball talk?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Good talk?
Really? Talks about batting and I got her hitting dad. Concept of it, yeah.
I got her dad's autograph.
Ooh.
Anybody wants to know.
I got my hair cut yesterday. Kenny Tin's got a million bobbleheads.
He does got a lot of bobbleheads.
He's got a really neat bar.
He's a bobblehead.
Or barbershop.
Yeah, he's a bobblehead machine.
Oh, you
he's
mean knitting. In there? I thought you meant as customers.
Yeah, I'm
already cut him. Stay still.
He does. Can't. All right, so next week we're going to try to get on Hal McCoy. We're definitely going to try to get the seniors on. We know it's going to be tough with them, as busy as they are.
We'll get them on sometime in the next three weeks.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, anything else, Rocker?
Good night to everybody, and hope we'll good be night. Back. That's Wednesday night for some sports talk.
We got the Fort Recovery Radio golf outing, or the Fort Recovery Community Club golf outing coming up. Is that on? We got a commercial for that?
Not yet. I just now saw it.
We got to get that. We got
saw that.
The community club tickets for the raffle. We got to get those sold and turned in.
I already got mine in.
You do?
You got sold all of yours?
Oh, yeah.
You're sell mine.
You're unbelievable.
Harold, you get people coming to visit you every day. You get 50 day. People come in.
I never think about selling.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
No, I'll
end
way.
Up buying all the damn
thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, I'll probably.
For my good friend, Randy Bombillon.
The Rock.
Harold Feely, one of the best ever. The man behind the boards, Mr. Neil Spencer. I am Bob Stogler. Thank you for listening
to
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.